He has the most magnificent second shot in. He's left himself about 8 feet, 9 feet, would you say, just short of the hole, straight up the hill.
Yeah. Beautiful low trajectory on his approach shot, and he's got it all the way back here on the 18th green.
You could have the four seasons in one day. I mean, I've had got sunburnt, I've hit in drains from hailstones.
I would have grown up putting on the green in Sligo and pretending that, you know, you have this putt to win the West of Ireland Championship.
Well, it was always played at Easter time, and obviously that's early in the season, and people would always say that I was good, and a good wind player, and it was just a course that I learned how to play over the 10 years before I won anything around here. So you have to go through that apprenticeship, if that's the right word.
I remember my first one, 72. I was a student in college at the time. I was, and myself and a friend of mine, Sandy Dunlop, we came down and we brought a tent with us all the way from Dublin. I think we might have thumbed our way down, so we were staying on the beach, and we put our tent up anyway, and I was picked to play against JB, the great JB Carr.
What I remember of that year was that the weather, we played the West of Ireland, which can be in tough conditions. We were played the whole week in short sleeves. It was amazing.
I spent a lot of time out in the putting green, putting, waiting for Dad when he was playing golf. And I used to caddy for him. I put in a lot of hours in this club.
Hello and welcome to the final whistle on Ocean FM. This is Austin O'Callaghan. A final whistle with a difference this week. Tonight, County Sligo Golf Club in Ross's Point is hosting a champions dinner as part of its West of Ireland Championship centenary celebrations. Past winners are gathering in the clubhouse along with family connections of former champions who either can't make the trip or who are no longer with us. The role of honour is a special one, from Cecil Ewing and Joe Carr through to Des Smith, Garth McGimsey, Arthur Pearce, Declan Brannigan, Padraig Harrington, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, not to mention this year's winner, Keith Egan. And we're going to give you a flavour of this special gathering of West of Ireland champions at County Sligo Golf Club as we speak to some of the signature winners from the West down through the decades.
I got a putt to win the West of Ireland. Practice, folks. It's no more than 5 foot. It's right to left. And I have to say, he's been putting superbly. You expect him to get it. He's not wasting any time. The man whose mother's from Strandhill, whose father had the course record in Strandhill for many, many years, Keith Egan. The strength and conditioning coach, and he needed every little bit of that. Sends it on its way.
And he's a winner. That's it.
He's a winner.
That's it.
Of this year's Connolly Motor Group West of Ireland. He got to hold the putt to win it. That was all a three.
Yeah, let's go out and have a word with him here, Shane. Going to walk out onto the green. We're going to grab.
Everyone always talks about the West because of all the build-up every year, because of it being the first major. It is just super special.
Well, when you look at the roll of honour for the West of Ireland Championship winners in the main foyer here at County Sligo Golf Club in Ross's Point, a few names will instantly jump out at you. Joe Carr will be one. Cecil Ewing will certainly be another. And as you move into the more modern era, and I'm sure our next guest will be glad I'm referring to him as being part of the modern era. But in the 1980s and 90s, one name did stand out, and that was Garth McGimsey, four-time winner of the West of Ireland. Are the wins still fresh in your mind, or have they faded a bit at this stage, Garth?
No, this new book that's come out has brought back a lot of good memories, some bad ones as well, because you can't win them all, obviously. But I have a good track record around at Ross's Point, and it's a course that I really loved over the years.
As you look back on your West of Ireland successes, why did County Sligo click with you and your game, do you think?
Well, it was always played at Easter time, and obviously that's early in the season, and people would always say that I was good, and a good wind player, and it was just a course that I learned how to play over the 10 years before I won anything around here. So you have to go through that apprenticeship, if that's the right word. Plenty of losses and plenty of learning, and even before I won in 84, I'd lost the final in 83, so that year I was determined to come and try and go one better.
And that 84 breakthrough year, what do you remember about that championship?
I remember that I was lucky to make the cut. I was actually playing quite well, but I got a bad part of the draw, and I needed to finish 4-3 to get in by two shots. And obviously, 17 is quite a tough hole, and 18 is no gimme either. So anyway, I knew I was lucky to get in, but I can't remember much about the matches, but I remember playing really well and not being in too much trouble all the way through.
Was that the trick, just to make the last 64, get into the match play, and then does it feel like a new tournament almost at that point?
Very much so. I mean, I remember that year I came down early because I was so disappointed to have lost the final the year before. I came down and had two practice rounds, which is in itself unusual. So two practice rounds, two qualifying rounds, and then six match play rounds. It's a physical enough test to do that. I had pretty good fitness that year, and I say, you know, just because you're determined doesn't mean you're going to win, but I mean, I managed to get the job done.
There were signature names with this West. I remember as a kid, my dad bringing me out on the Sunday, and people, you'd hear the grown-ups talking around you, and they'd be asking, and invariably, how's Majimsey doing, would be one of those things that locals wanted to know, whether it was an Arthur Pearce, a Declan Brannigan, yourself, and a couple of others. There were names that people kind of sought out.
Yeah, I mean, just some great names from, you just mentioned Brannigan, he beat me early on, Pearce beat me early on, Mark Gannon, not sure if I've ever played Mark, I played Frank in a final. Ken Carney, a fantastic player around here as well. I mean, there was, you know, the board of winners is very strong.
I'm going to state the obvious here. You always struck me, you were a player who didn't like to lose. That's an obvious thing to say for any golfer. But in a way, did it kind of give you resolve? Well, I'm going to come back here and sort this out in 12 months' time.
Well, it did, but I mean, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I was obviously playing quite well. Funnily, the year after I was defending, I led the qualifiers with, I think, 66, 69, a new tournament record, and then without in the first round. So, you know, there's no guarantees when you play golf, as everybody knows, but you just can't afford to have a slip-up.
Of your four West of Ireland Championship wins, Garth Majimsey, is there one that's particularly sweet, or can you pick one over the other three?
Not really. They're all fantastic, and I loved every one of them. I suppose playing Arthur in one of the finals, I'm not sure what date that was, but he was a great friend and rival. And I think at that stage he had two West and I had two West, so it was who was going to make it three, and I managed to come out ahead.
So you're like two bulls locking horns, were you, on the 17th?
Friendly bulls.
Is it nice to be back and to catch up?
Oh, it's great. It's great to drive into the car park, and I haven't been back here since 2000, so that's too long. And the first thing I did was check out where the flag was at the 18th, then walk down to the putting green, see what the greens are like, all the things that I would have done when I was playing. And then you come into the clubhouse and you start to see old friends who were at one stage rivals, but now they've become solid friends, and you'd do any for them.
To finish, as a matter of interest, did Garth Majimsey have a favourite hole here at Ross's Point? Was there a particular tee box you stood on and says, yeah, love this?
I liked most of them, to be honest. There was one that I've always found the sixth a difficult tee shot, but then everybody else found it tough as well. So if you could negotiate your tee shot away there. I always liked the tee shot, the 13th, the par 3. That was sort of at the top of the hill, and you're looking downhill onto the par 3, and you can see Ben Bulbin in the distance. And then that was the beginning of a great stretch, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It's a great five-hole finish from there. But the 13th is what the hole that always stood out to me.
Are you still playing golf?
I am. Not very well, but I'm still trying to be competitive. But you just never know what's coming out of the box as you get a bit older.
But you're going to take on County Sligo today one last time.
Yeah, looking forward to playing. So at the moment, there's no win, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a new challenge.
Lovely to see you here.
Yeah, no, pleasure. Cheers.
Well, as a kid, when you came to County Sligo Golf Club in Ross's Point, you'd come in the front door and look at the Roll of Honour of the West of Ireland, and kids would always look, I wonder who won it the year I was born. I was born in 1973, and the name beside 73 was Des Smith. Now, that's not meant to make you feel old, Des Smith, but that's the only connection I have with you.
Yes. No, look, it was a thrill back then. I wasn't too old back then, 73. I think I was just turned 20. So, yeah, it was a great thing to do back then.
Is the memory still vivid, or does it fade into the background of so much else you've achieved in golf?
Well, no, because you were on a journey. I was then. I had a hankering to be a pro, and I just needed to prove it to myself that at some time I might be good enough to make a living and succeed there. And, you know, I was a bit of a scratch cup expert, but I hadn't won a championship. And winning the West, it was a great boost of confidence for me. And we took it on from there.
Well, in the world of a 20-year-old Des Smith, how big was a championship like the West at the time?
Oh, well, back then it was huge in my sphere of golf, because everybody used to speak about the West. It's a bit like the Masters now. You know, there's a gap between the last major on the main tour and the Masters, and it's the same here in Ireland with the amateur events, because everyone's building up, and you know the season kicks off when they're all talking about the West, and they're in the driving ranges, and if the weather's good enough, they're on the golf courses practicing. And, you know, all the top players in Ireland, they want to get that and increase their ambitions maybe to play on the Irish international team.
So that was your first major on the Irish amateur scene at the time. Did you feel that opened doors for you?
Well, psychologically, it opened doors for me, because I was over a member of Leighton and Beddystone all my life. Nobody had ever won a major. And even in County Louth, where they had two very famous lady golfers, they didn't have a man golfer to win. And that was our patch. It would be a bit like Ross's Point and across the river there. That course across the river,
Strand Hill.
It'd be like the top players in both clubs, but nobody had won a major, as we call the West, and that's what it meant to me.
What is it about County Louth golfers and the West of Ireland? I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of Declan Brannigan, I'm thinking of Mark Gannon, and even more recently, Dundalk's Caelan Rafferty was an exquisite champion here in 2019. Was there something about travelling from east to west that suited you guys?
Yeah, but I have to tell you, you made a big error there. You forgot Barry Redden. I'm only joking.
Well remembered.
Yes. Look, we all made the pilgrimage as such over here. And, of course, the friendships. I was a particularly good friend of Sean Flanagan and Alice's back then. I stayed with them on one occasion. And we're still friends today. And all their children and you know, we're all friends. And that's the beauty of golf. You make friendships that last for life.
And I know the complexion of the West and the North and the South and the East might have changed over the years and the decades, but its heritage remains the same, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to be somebody in the world of amateur golf, you have to try and win a championship at one stage. Now, I didn't stay around long enough to win any more than one, because I turned pro, started my professional career in 74. But, you know, I still have great pride in the fact that when you come through that door down there, I look up and there it is, 73. That's me.
Your name is safe, don't worry. Your name is safe. Des Smith, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, let's have a word with the champion of the West of Ireland half a century ago, 50 years ago. The year was 1974, and the winner was Mark Gannon. Does it feel like yesterday?
Not quite. It's when you see it 50 years ago, it gives you a bit of a shock. But what I remember of that year was that the weather, we played the West of Ireland, which can be in tough conditions. We were played the whole week in short sleeves. It was amazing.
Hot sunshine.
Hot sunshine in April in Ross's Point. Hard to believe.
Do you remember any wind that year?
There was very little wind. It was great weather all week. Having said that, you know, so many times we've come over here, it's always at Easter time. But the great thing about the West of Ireland is that it was always the first championship of the year. So all the players came from all quarters and we met up. We had great fun. And I have some great memories, not just 74, but I had a few good runs in it. I also won the Connacht Boys here in 1969, so that's going back a bit. But I always loved Ross's Point, and it was great fun.
What did you love about it?
Well, I've some mixed memories. I remember one incident, which I'm sure the locals remember. I played Arthur Pearce in the semi-final one year, and we were all square on the 17th. and we both had about 6-8 foot putts. An archer put first, and in those days, the opponent could ask the player to leave his ball. You didn't have to concede it. And when Archer missed a putt, he left it about 2 inches above the hole. And my putt was from above the hole. And I purposely said, that might help me. So, unfortunately, I hit my putt and it hit Archer's putt, Archer's ball into the hole. So instead of going one up, I went one down and got beaten on the last.
Was that a three for him then?
No, it was four for him. We were both putting for fours. 17 is tough hold, so a four was always a good score.
So you never left a putt like that again, I'm guessing?
Never let that one get at me again. Fortunately, the rules changed.
Apart from the weather, what's your abiding memory of winning the 1974 West of Ireland?
Well, I was only young, obviously, at the time, and it was a great start for the year for me. And I had a very good year that year and got on the Irish team and got on the British and Irish team. So, but I always just love coming back. Ross's Point has great memories. Great course and great atmosphere. Great fans coming out to watch it. So I always love coming here.
Did you enjoy the match play?
I probably preferred match play to stroke play. And it was strange there a few years ago when it did go to stroke play here. So I'm glad to see it's come back to match play again.
You're from County Louth, Baltray, your home course. Were there any similarities in terms of your day-to-day golf that helped you maybe at Ross's Point?
Well, they're both very good links golf courses. And when you come from a links golf course, I think you appreciate going to a different links golf course. But no, it's great golf course, and it's great that it's stood up over the years.
And nice to see your name on the West of Ireland Roll of Honour anytime you come to visit County Sligo.
Yes, it's great. And, you know, I played over here in many interprovincials and things like that. And
won a couple.
We won a few of those as well. And, you know, when I was Irish captain, to come back here and look at the young guys. In my first year as Irish captaincy, non-playing captain, a young guy called McIlroy came on the scene. That was back in 2004. And he won the West that year, as you should probably know.
Okay, so you got an early glimpse of what was coming down the track.
Well, from from that early age, I mean, he was just a super talent. And you could see it. He was just, the striking of the ball was so different from Rory. And probably over the years has never really changed his swing very much.
One final thought. What do you think? How do you think a Mark Gannon or a Declan Brannigan or an Arthur Pearce in their prime would fare against the 2024 edition of West of Ireland players?
I suppose it's very hard to say. You know, it's different eras. You know, when we came on the scene back in the 70s, people said, how would you have compared with the likes of Joe Carr, Cecil Ewing? So it's really, equipment is so different, but all you could do at the time is just play as good as you could against your fellow players.
Mark Gannon, 1974 champion, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you listened to Jimmy McGee and Sunday Sport on RT Radio 1 in the 1980s, and Jimmy would say, let's go to Ross's Point for an update on the match play stages of the West of Ireland Championship, Charlie Mulcreen from the then Cork Examiner would be on the radio, and invariably he'd update you on the names Garth McGimsey, Declan Brannigan, and he often mentioned this next man, a multiple winner of the West of Ireland, Arthur Pearce, whose first win was in 1980. Does it feel like yesterday, Arthur Pearce?
Yeah, I can't believe it's that long. Yeah, it's a long time ago now, but I think the previous year he'd been beaten. I'm just looking at the photograph there by Davy Long in the final on the 8th tie hole. So I think I got my revenge in 1980. I think I had a bit of a run then, kind of. I think I was semi-final 81 and I won it again in 82.
This happened a lot. Garth McGimsey was beaten in 83, then came back and won his first one in 84. Yeah. You lost in 79 and said to yourself, I said, I'm going to come back here and win this thing.
Yeah, I think we must have learned how to play the place. Yeah. But I remember my first one, 72. I was a student in college at the time. I was, and myself and a friend of mine, Sandy Dunlop, we came down and we brought a tent with us all the way from Dublin. I think we might have thumbed our way down, so we were staying on the beach. And we put our tent up anyway, and I was picked to play against JB, the great JB Carr. So on the, I was told anyway, JB would be up to his old tricks, so be careful of him. So on the 10th hole anyway, JB said to me, he said, I'm in a rabbit scrape. So I said, Joe, I don't agree. So, I mean, it couldn't have been anything else. There was rabbit dirt all over the place, right? And so anyways, I said, look, you'll have to call a ref. Now, it was a really cold, windy, dirty morning. JB must have been 50 at the time, so he wasn't going to wait. So he said, I played the ball. So I said, fine, JB. So anyway, I beat him on 17, and we're walking up the hill, and I said, I'll get brave here now. And I said to JB, I said, Joe, I said, have you any advice for me? And he said, I have, son. He said, dress yourself properly. I mean, I had turned up on the first tee with the same clothes I'd slept in the night before, with Sandy and a pair of rubber shoes, long hair, really just not looking the part, you know. And but I always remember that story, and we became absolutely great friends afterwards. So,
and did that win in 72 against one of the household names of the West of Ireland give you a taste for this championship, do you think?
Well, I came back after that. I used to love the West. I never missed a year. I mean, there was such great fun here. I think different from nowadays. I mean, the crowds, the atmosphere. I remember there used to be a tent out there with press in it, and you'd have maybe 20 press members of the press. They'd come from everywhere, and you'd hourly updates on the radio, and it was a fantastic atmosphere. Great place to be.
And what did you like about it so much?
I just being amongst friends, really, is what I remember. You know, when I see all my pals in here, and it was the first big tournament of the year. You look forward to it, and you were hoping you'd play well and catch the eye of maybe the selectors or whatever in those days, you know. There weren't any order or merits or anything like that, you know.
I have a memory of you playing here, not in the West of Ireland, but for Munster in the senior men's interprovincials at County Sligo. I don't know, the late 1980s or early 1990s. And you won't remember this, but believe it or not, I caddied for you for a singles match. You were playing a young up-and-coming Ulsterman with blonde highlights at the front of his hair from Dungannon, a young fella called Darren Clark. Do you remember him? And you were all square on the 18th. You mishit your tee shot onto the stones here on the hill, and you took out an iron. I was no help to you. I was only 15. I was only carrying your bag. But you hit it to 6 feet and beat him on the 18th. And I'm wondering, do you remember that match?
I remember that particular match, because I played a one iron. It was a wind. The wind was against us. And it was, I think it was, Darren had hit a big tee shot down the left-hand side. I'm not great at remembering matches, but I do. I actually remember that for, you know.
For it was a scalp at the time, because he was one of the talked about young up-and-coming golfers.
I think it would have been. I played him in the semi-final of the North of Ireland Championship, 1987. That was the year I won it. And I think there might have been a bit of revenge or something coming on from Darren, but he didn't get it that day anyway.
You were you were fiercely competitive, as a lot of your contemporaries were. And I'm thinking of Declan Brannigan, I'm thinking of Garth McGimsey, of Arthur Pierce's. You know, it was rare we heard one of you guys losing, or it was a bit of a sensation if you were caught in an early round. Like, what drove you, do you think?
You see, really, I suppose, you know, if you're competitive nowadays and if you're a good player, you turn pro. That wasn't an option for us. So what we look forward to would have been home internationals, European championships, British amateur, getting maybe on Great Britain and Ireland teams if you were lucky enough. That's what you look forward to. And I mean, there was no payment or anything like that. Nowadays, I think that, you know, young players immediately, they kind of 1 year playing in the West and they're off to turn pro, you know, if they do reasonably well or whatever. The game has kind of changed. I mean, if you're competitive, you're competitive. It's in your nature, you know, and you keep coming back for more, you know.
And am I right in thinking, finally, your bloodline continues with the West? Have you a family member who has played in subsequent West of Ireland?
I mean, and never mind Jack, I got to the final here, which I came up to, I think, about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah.
So the Pierce name is still connected strongly with this West of Ireland Championship.
Hopefully. And great memories. I mean, I remember who I'd like to remember. I had a caddy, a young lad who caddied for me. From day one, Ian Mullen was his name. And poor old Ian went off to college, qualified as an engineer, but he had he died, unfortunately, a few years after that in a sad way. So I'd always remember Ian. I mean, his dad was in the Bank of Ireland, but he caddied for me for many, many years. Great caddy, lovely young lad, you know. I was always so sad that poor Ian passed on early. I've always one memory of him here. We were on the practice range before we went out, and I said to Ian, I said, be careful. I said, I'm hitting the ball, you know, fairly straight today, you know. So I think I told him, go back up to the top of the hill here where we used to hit balls, and I hit him straight between the eyes with a 4-iron, and I split him open. And he still came down, and he had to go off and get stitches before the final. And he still came down and qualified. But I, if Ian's parents are listening, just to remind them, I always think of Ian.
Okay, let's have a chat with Declan Branigan, West of Ireland winner in 1976, 1981. They're the two, and at the business end, a lot of other years as well, from my vague recollections. Do you remember those years pretty vividly, Declan, or have they faded into the background a bit?
No, I remember them very vividly because I always had an affection for Ross's Point. I don't know why. I always said that if I had to live any place other than Baltray, I would live in Ross's Point. So I came over here first in 68, didn't do particularly well. And, you know, I started to improve and get a bit better. And out of the blue in 75, I got to the finals and was beaten. And then I just got the hang of playing the golf course. So they were happy memories, but they were different times than nowadays.
I'm sure they were. You're a County Louth man. There was a County Louth golfing mafia who did very well over here over the years, and even as recently as 2019, Caelan Rafferty from Dundalk has won the West. Can you put your finger on why this championship clicked with you?
I can't really. Everybody else in the area was coming over, so I said I might as well go as well and see what happens, you know. But coming from Leighton and Bettystown, the Lynx golf course, all Lynx players had an advantage in the West because they were playing the ball as it lies all winter long on the home courses, whereas Parkland course were closed and there was placing and there was a wig of grass in the fairways, and it's totally different than here. So I think that's why we had a bit of a run on it from 73 until about 77 or 8, you know.
Do you remember that first win in 1976?
I do. I was playing very well coming over. I was beaten on the 18th and 75 by Ian Elliott. One up, he held a long putt in the 18th. But when I was going to the first tee, I was carrying the bag up and I said, that bag's a bit light. And I had a look into it. My 8, 9 and wedge were gone, you know. Somebody had nicked them. And I went into the pro shop and I got 3 replacements that I couldn't play at all, you know. And that kind of stuck in my craw a bit. And I said, we'll have a go again next year. So you come over and you take each match as it comes. First of all, you have to qualify. And then you have to beat everybody you meet. And I got through comfortable enough, and I didn't have any tight squeezes in that at all. You know, I remember I was 9 under par for the 6 match play rounds I played, and That was the first time I really, well, 75 and 76, I think that was the first time I could buy the first round in the match play tournament. So it was a great summer, it was a great Easter weather-wise. So I remember it very well. It was a summer atmosphere and that type of thing, you know. But I was great friends with Sean Flanagan. I still stay in the house with Alice. And when I'm over here, and I got to know the course very well, because every night I played with Sean and he'd say this and he'd say that, you know. So I don't think I ever miss coming over here.
My childhood memories of you, and they're more probably in the 1980s, you won it again in 1981. You were fiercely competitive from my, you know, that might be, you'll say, well, weren't we all, says you, but I always had an impression that nobody else in the field wanted to be drawn against you when it came to the match play stages.
Yeah, I never knew that. I never got that impression from the people I played against. And also, I never felt that I was that competitive. I was always a good match player, because I reckon the secret of match play was consistency. The one thing you don't want to do is play a guy who hits it down the fairway every time, hits it onto the green, two putts, onto the next hole, and gives you the impression that he's never going to make a mistake. Like, I won't mention names, but I remember playing a very, very good golfer in the first round, who was capable of hitting great golf shots, but I knew he was wild and he was going to give me two holes anyway. So on the first tee, I said, I'm two up here with 18 to go. You know, nobody can give me two up. And I got through that way. I always felt that if I played my game, that somebody else had to play really, really well to beat me. I'd hate to be playing against myself. You know, so I don't know whether it's competitive or not. I didn't feel competitive. I didn't go to the first tee saying, I'm going to win this at all costs. I just didn't want to make mistakes. And if somebody beat me, so well and good, but I wasn't going to beat myself. And, of course, the cigarettes helped.
You enjoyed a smoke during your rounds. I can remember that, too. Yeah. Did it help you relax out there?
No, I just started smoking when I was 15. I worked on my uncle's farm. They all smoked. Took me a while to get the hang of it, but I'm 75 now and I'm still smoking. I don't think I could have, any smoker would know, you couldn't face the final if you were a smoker and you had no cigarettes. No, the withdrawal effects would be serious. But I remember every time I throw the cigarette down, I hit a shot, somebody was standing it. And I had to light another one, so I was smoking 40 cigarettes in a round of golf. But no, I wouldn't say it relaxed me, but I was dependent on them, if you know what I mean.
Of your West of Ireland Championship victories, is there one that gave you more satisfaction than the other? It might not be fair to compare them, but the win in 81, was there something about that? Or is the first one always going to be the special one?
No, 81 gave me a lot of satisfaction, because in 1980 I played in Dornoch in Scotland in the home internationals. Now I didn't play well and I was dropped off the Irish panel, and I came over here and I wasn't trying to exact revenge on anybody. Like always, I was just trying to win each match I played, and when I won it, I was put back in the Irish panel and I kind of had a smirk to myself. But of the matches I played,
is there a particular match play one of the years, that you, just a particular match, a humdinger that yourself and Arthur Pearce might have had, or whoever it may have been, that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, the one I think that sticks in my mind, well, there's one of two, probably Mark Annan, who's a great friend of mine. We live in the same area and that, and Mark, everybody knows how good a player he was, but I think it was one under par in the second round match. One under par after five holes and it was three down. So this isn't looking too good. But he hit a great drive up the sixth and hit a heavy nine iron to lose the hole to a par. And that gave me a bit of comfort as such, you know, a bit of hope. And I ground away, and I got him on the 18th eventually. And I did the same with Arthur Pearce, who was three down after four in the semi-final. And I grinded it out, and eventually I got him on the 18th, you know. So there are the two matches that stick out. Most of the matches I don't remember that much about, you know. I played with Jimsy Cart in about 1977 or 8. I never heard of him. And I hit a drive up the first and wasn't even watching. Next I heard this smack and I said, geez, that sounds pretty good. And I looked down and I see a ball down the fairway 40 yards by me. And I said, yeah, we'll see what happens anyway. So I beat him 3-2 and we came in. And I said to him, you played very well, but I'd never heard of you before. And he said, thanks very much. I just won the North of Ireland Championship. So all I could do is smile, you know.
Are you still playing golf, Declan?
No, since I got prostate cancer 2 years ago, you know, physically I'm not really fit enough to play golf. I could play in a buggy or that, but my balance isn't as good as it should be. But I don't miss it. I remember when I was in my finals in 1974. Our final exams were in September, so I gave up golf for the summertime to study, and I found it difficult to get back into it. And I don't miss it at all now. Couldn't care less if I never hit a golf ball again.
Is that unusual among golfers, would you think?
I don't think so. I've heard a lot of guys say that it's a game, if you stop playing it, it's quite difficult to get back to it. So I suppose it's well when you're not going to play anywhere near the standard that you originally played at. As I say, when you can hear your tee shots land, you know, you're not going to improve. You know, and I think trying to improve was always a part of golf. Well, it was for me anyway.
And I'm sure from time to time you might take a look back over all you played in, achieved and won. Do the two West of Ireland successes have a nice place in your collection?
They do, yeah. Because in the second year I won the West here in 81, I also won the Irish Close here. And then I came back and I won the Scratch Cup here. And I was leading qualifier, twice beaten semi-finalists, beaten finalists. So I had a great run around here. And, you know, I have happy memories of it. But with me, the memories would be of the people that I met and played with rather than the golf. Of course, I know I won this and I won that. But other people won this and that as well. So we're all the same in that sense. So it's the people you meet, the bit of crack you have, the stories, the lies that are told in the bar. That's the fun of the whole thing, you know. And I can see it out here now. Like, there'll be fellas out here tonight tell you that they won this match and that when they were beaten, actually, you know. but they won't know that I know they were beaten.
Declan Brannigan, thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks.
Right, well, the champion in 1989 was Pádraig McInerney, and he has his Lahinch Golf Club sweater on him here today, which, of course, is the signature venue for the South of Ireland each year, and County Sligo fans will resonate with that, not just for Pádraig McInerney, but for TJ Ford winning the South in more recent seasons. But as you look back on that 1989 success, Pádraig McInerney, are the memories of winning the West still fresh?
Very much so. It's amazing how it, you know, it makes a change in your life. People respect what you've done. obviously when I won at the time, it came as a huge surprise to many, many people. But quietly I had been practicing and had practiced quite hard during the winter and kept fit and all of those things. I was a member in Milltown Golf Club at the time in Dublin, and I had very good teammates there. We had gone to an Irish final of the Barton Shield in the year before, and Jody Fannigan was one of that group of four players. So, you know, confidence was building, etc., etc. And those that know me would say that maybe I managed to stay off the pints as well. So, my win in Ross's Point was certainly a very fond memory and has been very good to me over many years.
Did it change your life?
It certainly did. I stayed involved with golf throughout. You mentioned the South of Ireland there. I'm chairman of the championship committee in the South now in Lahinch, and have been for God knows 20 years now at this stage. So I've stayed involved. Lahinch have been lucky. We have the Palmer Cup, the Arnold Palmer Cup, with the top college students in the world coming to Lahinch in the first week in July of this year. And we have the Walker Cup coming in 2026. So I'm involved and I'm in the middle of all of that. So it's, you know, and because I won the West all those years ago, you're always introduced as a championship winner, and it's amazing what it has done. I mean, it's very difficult to describe. So yes, fond memories.
You beat a local golfer, Ken Carney, in the 1989 final. I think he was affiliated to Limerick Golf Club at the time, but of course he would become synonymous with County Sligo when he won the West 3 years later. But remembering that 89 final, did you feel you were playing against the crowd as well as the opponent?
A very good question. If I'm being truthful, the answer is no. When there was a very large crowd that were supporting Ken, I used to socialise a little bit in Ross's every Easter. There is a story, Mr. McManus will tell you, that I'm probably the only player that has played at least 13 West of Ireland's, and I've never actually been beaten in the West of Ireland. So you can work that one out later now. So that may, I'm just letting you know that I used to socialise. So, but I know that there was quite a number of the crowd that were out there that I would meet every year when I came to Ross's. Sean Flanagan, God rest him, was one of those. Sean was a great support. And I had many others. I had huge support, and then Milltown came down in buses. They came up from Lahinch in cars. So I had a lot of support, so I was lucky.
Tell me about your caddy at the West of Ireland.
Oh, there's a nice story. I mentioned the word socialising. So I used to go out in... I lived in Dublin at the time. So I used to socialise around Leeson Street, which was very popular at the time, in different nightclubs, but one in particular called Legs. And I was very friendly with the guy that owned the place. And so also was a young man called Charlie Donaghy. So for those of you that are around Sligo and Ross's Point, you've all heard of Bertie's The Pitch and Putt. Well, Bertie and Pam were his mum and dad. And Charlie invited me to stay in the house with mum and dad during the West of Ireland. And he volunteered to caddy for me. Now, Charlie had never been on the golf course in Ross's Point. So I had great fun with Charlie, coaching him on how not to say anything. So we had great fun, but he kept me off the beer all week. We may have had one or two pints every evening after dinner, and that was it. And again, but I've more fond memories of Pam and Bertie in the house, and staying with them. And God, they were lovely people. God rest, Bertie has passed on now, and so I think Pam has as well. So that's Charlie Donaghy, that's who it was. His brother now runs Donaghy's restaurant, and I've met him a few times as well. And anytime I'm in there, you know, there's always a big chat and good fun there as well. So there's your story on Charlie.
Well, Páraic McInerney, 1989 West of Ireland champion. Lovely to see you back this week.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. And regards to all in Ross's Point.
One of the traits of winning the West of Ireland Championship, I think, looking back over its 100-year history, for a lot of the signature names, you had to lose a final to win one. Garth McGimsey lost in 83, won in 84. Arthur Pearce lost in 1979, won in 1980. And our next guest also lost a final before he eventually came back 11 years later to win one. Rory Leonard. Let's talk about the one you won, first of all, 2010. Was that a deliverance week for you?
It definitely was. I'd had quite a few close calls in the West and in other events. I think at that stage I'd been runner-up in a championship four times without ever winning. So it was great to get over the line. It feels like a long time ago now, and it's great to be back here after quite a while. But looking back, it was just and seeing the book that's been put together by the club was amazing. Brought back some great memories.
You beat one of the true characters of Irish amateur golf, Eddie McCormack, in the final. I'm curious what the banter was like in that decider as much as the stroke play.
It was good. I've known Eddie for a long time. We'd be very friendly, and him and I would have played foursomes together for Ireland just a few months after that. I think back, I remember, although obviously Eddie's originally from Cavan, I would have played against him in club matches going back a long time. We're both very young in a sort of a local South Ulster event, inter-club event up in the north called the County Cup, and we would have played in that. And then I'd known him quite well. We were fairly friendly. I remember at the time his wife was watching and his young daughter was in a buggy getting wheeled around the course. And I know she carried for him this year in the West, so it shows how times moved on. But it was great. I know it was a long time ago now, but we had a very close game. And I think I got a couple ahead, and I think we had from the 10th onwards, we had half to 8 consecutive holes before it ended. So it was really close. Just delighted to win at the time.
And that 2010 West of Ireland success came 11 years after you lost the West final, not at Ross's Point, in Enniscrone in 1999.
Yeah, that's right. It's at the time, again, I was fairly young. I think that was the first time I'd ever been to a final. I lost to Micka Willernan, who went on to achieve great things and winning the Irish Open and among other things. And at the time, you think, okay, this is great. This is going to be a regular occurrence, but not quite. And then again, 11 years later, I'd had a couple of close calls of maybe a semi-final, losing to Rory McIlroy in a semi-final, one of the years that he won. And then just finally delighted to win. And it's great to see. And it's always a treat walking into the clubhouse here and seeing your name on the board. I had a little glance as I came in through the door this morning. And it's just great to see it there beside some of the other names that are there.
You're a proud Ulsterman. A lot of Ulstermen have won this famous championship. I'm sure the North of Ireland was something you targeted as a player, but the West got under your skin, I get the impression.
It is. I think the very first time I came to play here would have been in the mid-90s, and I'd lost the final of the North when I probably should have won. And again, a bit of a disappointment, but to finally win, I'd been coming here for a long time, a lot of good friends from Ross's Point as well, and just delighted to finally win eventually.
How's your golf today?
It's been okay recently. I haven't played a lot of competitive golf. Been playing a few of the mid-amateur tournaments now to try and be a little bit competitive, but it's quite early in the year, and all of us coming from parkland courses haven't had the joys that the guys here get on links golf. So I'm looking forward to a game today, and hopefully we've got a nice day for it.
Was that a big adjustment because you grew up in Banbridge, you know, the inland course? Was that a bigger adjustment for you guys when you came to links venues like Ross's Point, Baltrae each year?
I don't think it was so much the adjustment. Obviously, playing a lot of tournaments, you get used to it. One of the challenges always coming to the West, coming from a parkland course, was that it was the first event of the year. And there'd have been many years you would have come here and playing the qualifying days for the West might have been the first proper golf you would have played. Obviously, you can practice a lot, but coming from a parkland course, the condition mightn't be the best over the winter. Coming to Sligo at Easter every year was really the start of the season, and you weren't really sure what to expect, and it was up and running, and you would have tried to prepare and maybe play a few games, but it wouldn't have been really sort of true competitive golf. The West always got the season going every year, and I'm sure that's still the case for the players that are playing championships now.
Well, Rory Leonard, 2010 West of Ireland champion, it's nice to see you back again.
Thank you very much.
Well, there have only been six overseas winners of the West of Ireland throughout its 101-year history, and one of them is with me now, David Horsby. Remind us who you beat en route to winning the West.
Shane Lowry in the final. John Hurst, who was my friend from Lancashire, who I travelled with, and who I also stayed with, so we were playing each other for whoever knocked each other out was caddying for the other person, and then obviously a few more along the way.
The year, I think it was 2009, Shane Lowry was trying to win back-to-back West of Ireland, but you said to yourself, we'll just see about that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So he'd won, obviously, the year before, 2008. I'd never been here before, but was playing well at the time, and yeah, just a good game. And
I was asking, had you heard of the West of Ireland? I mean, how did it move onto your radar?
So John, who I travelled with, he was playing the year before and said it was a good game, good venue and a good event. And I was a member at Royal Lytham at the time that's got a good relationship with County Sligo. So Dr. Stephen Reid got in touch with the club and I was hosted by one of the members. So that's how it all came about.
And what do you remember about that 2009 final?
I remember being 2-2 and thinking I was struggling, obviously in front of all the Irish fans, but I remember we both halved the third in eagles. I was in the hole first, thought we'd be back to one, but definitely not. Standout shot from Shane. I was two up with three to play, and on the 16th, probably the best lob shot I've ever seen. He managed to up and down it. I thought I was definitely going to halve the hole win the hole with a three, should I say. So yeah, that was that. Shane won the last two holes to get to a playoff, and then I remember nearly holing my wedge shot on the first playoff hole, so that was good enough to seal the deal.
And have you kept an occasional contact since? I know your lives go in different directions, but I mean, he'll remember you, you'll remember him.
Yeah, I saw him, I think it was the year after, at the BMW Championship at Wentworth. I was playing the Euro Pro event, and I went to watch a few rounds at Wentworth, and Shane saw me when he was on, I think it was the 8th tee, so he came over and had a chat, which was nice while we were in the crowd. And I think a couple of years later he was playing against McIlroy in one of the world match plays, something like that, said he'd not played match play since our game, which was good. So,
well, you're part of a very select band of overseas winners. We had an English winner here two seasons ago, James Claridge won. He's part of the England international side at the moment. So yeah, it's nice to be part of a select band, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's nice. It's even better to be invited back and be welcomed as I was sort of 15 years ago. So,
are you still playing golf?
Yeah, I teach golf now, so I'm a pro myself. So don't really play a massive amount. I played a bit last year, did quite well in the region in small PJ events, but yeah, just passion to coaching now. So,
well, I'm sure it's nice when you see Shane Lowry teeing it up at the Open or the Masters, you say, ah, I beat that guy.
It's nice to have that one, yeah.
The 2011 West of Ireland champion was an Ulsterman, Paul Cutler. He got to a final as well 4 years previously. Are the memories of the West still fresh in your mind, Paul Cutler?
Yes, indeed, yes. I love coming back here. Every time I come back, I think of the West, and it was the first championship I ever played in, so it holds a good place in my heart. So,
let's go back to the 07 West. You were beaten in the final by Joe Lyons, but you took a major scalp in your first major amateur championship en route to that final. Can you remind us?
Yes, Rory McIlroy. I've actually got vivid memories of that day. It was huge crowds, and he was obviously favourite to win, and he'd won two previous Wests in a row, and it was a great match, and thankfully I came out on top.
That was a quarter final. Did you know each other fairly well at the time?
Not at all, no. Obviously I knew who Rory was, but he probably didn't know much about me at the time. So, but he always congratulated me after we played, you know, in the years after that, and so it's a nice touch for him, yeah.
But do you remember that last eight match? I imagine the galleries were big because people were coming out to see him. He was already a bit of a name in Irish amateur golf and further afield. Was it a big occasion for you?
Yeah, it's huge. It was very nerve-wracking to begin with, and then he plays quick like I do, so we sort of settled into the game, and then it was a very, very good game, and ended up beating him the last hole. So very, very proud day for me.
It went to the 18th?
Yeah, 18th hole. Yeah, great, great days.
Well, you can brag about that for the rest of your days, can't you?
Yeah, people remind me of it daily, so yes, it's a good, good scalp to have on your record.
So having reached the final that year, you clearly got a taste for the West. And what was it like getting that breakthrough win then 4 years later in 2011?
Well, 07 was probably the start of it for me. It gave me the hunger and the desire, you know. So it was great then to come back the next few years and then eventually get over the line in 11. So, yeah, it was great. But it really started off here in Russell's Point.
And that win opened a few doors for you?
It did, yeah. I got my first international cap that year and I played some international events as well, so it was a very, very good experience coming here and then getting the doors opened.
You grew up on the links of Port George, Royal Port Rush, so it's not as if County Sligo was alien to you in terms of a course to play.
No, definitely not. It's this kind of golf suits me. I've played it all my life, and you sort of become ingrained to this kind of golf, so yeah, it suits me perfectly.
And when you look back on your golfing honours to date, I mean, is the West one that you look at with particular pride?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I say, it was the first one I ever played in, and I've got great memories coming here, and I love Lynx Golf, and I love Ross's Point, and some of the members as well have been very good to me over the years, so I must mention Robbie Fitzpatrick. He's my caddy when I won, so, yeah.
He would certainly expect to mention Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't leave him out, could I?
And today, you're still enjoying your golf?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit different now. I've obviously worked full-time, and I've got two young kids and stuff, so getting out now is a treat more than anything else, so yeah, it's good.
Well, enjoy the reunion this week here at County Sligo.
I will do, thanks very much, thank you.
Well, joining me now at this West of Ireland Champions dinner is the Championships and Rules Director of Golf Ireland and also a proud Sligo man. This must be a bit like Christmas morning for golf fans, Mark Whirley, to meet so many former West of Ireland winners.
That's one way of putting it, Austin. Another way might be it's a reminder of how old I've become because I sat there at lunch earlier with Stuart Paul, who won the West in 2002, and I was here working for the papers at the time. So the idea that like 22 years ago or whatever that I was in the workforce is a bit of a shock to the system. But it's an unbelievable thing that the golf club have done here, because and they've done it really the right way. They've brought back so many of the past champions here. There are so many stories. There, you know, are so many generations of winners at the West of Ireland, and it's a great opportunity as well, I think, because a common theme in all of the conversations, whatever, that I've had today is what a contribution County Sligo Golf Club has made to the game of golf in Ireland by putting on this championship over 100 years. It's just, you know, you even hear it like from Rory, from Shane, go out on the tour and talk to them about it. The idea that, you know, such a quality Lynx venue would be available every year to play in a championship is something that you just don't get in other countries. We're unbelievably lucky, in fairness, not just with the West of Ireland, but with the North, South and East of Ireland championships as well, with Port Rush, with Baltrae and Lahinch, because, you know, they're four amazing golf courses that are top players get to play every year in competition. It's a phenomenal thing, really.
What is your earliest West of Ireland championship memory, would you say?
I think from memory, I think 1992, Ken Carney's victory. I remember being brought out here. I was relatively new to golf, but was knocking a ball around, and it was a real education, because there's something different about watching golf in the flesh, at top elite level golf in the flesh, to what you see on TV. You get a real appreciation for the skill that's involved, and actually, given how difficult a game it is, you really get to see, you know, how these guys are able to make it look so easy, because it obviously looks easy on TV when you see the top pros on the PGA Tour or wherever every week. Knocking the ball into 2 or 3 feet from 150 yards, but actually getting a proper idea of that in person. You really can't put it into words what an experience it is, and what a privilege it is for us. And me coming here as a spectator first, then as a journalist, now running championships, you know, to see this golf up close, to see the best players of tomorrow, as we have done with Padraig and Rory and others winning here over the years, but also on this occasion to have a chat with their contemporaries at that time, who were all, you know, every bit their match when they played here. Definitely the competitive spirit hasn't quelled in them either. Like, you know, I mean, so it's, you know, certainly from the earliest memories I have here, I was hooked, and I've been here pretty much every year since, in one guise or another, and I will continue to be even when I have no official role in golf, you know, in years to come.
Well, it's fitting that the last voice we're going to hear from at the Champions Dinner is the most recent winner of the West of Ireland Championship, the 2024 champion, Keith Egan from Carton House, but he has a bit of Sligo blood coursing through his veins. And I've always got the sense from the few conversations I've had with you, Keith, that the heritage and the history of this championship has mattered to you.
Big time. Not only do I have family here, but after coming here for years and getting to know some of the members and playing here quite regularly, I do have a lot of affiliation with the golf club. And I think even the continuity of coming here year after year has helped me develop a lot of relationships with the members as well. So yeah, every time I come back, it's just so enjoyable.
And today you've been getting a chance to have a conversation with a couple of the past champions. It must be nice to feel you're part of all this.
Yeah, like it's unreal. I remember when I was young looking at the likes of Paul Cutler and then hearing stories about Gareth McGimsey and, you know, guys like that. It's just, it's very, very cool just even sitting down and having a coffee with the lads. And yeah, it's kind of surreal.
Is there a sense of particular satisfaction for you that your first championship here is the West?
Yeah, big time. For a few reasons, I suppose. First championship of the year, having the amount of preparation for like months and months, so the amount of, I suppose, the physical and mental preparation that goes into it, as well as like my emotional affiliation here. And then every time you talk, like, golf comes up in conversations with your friends at a golf club, everyone always talks about the West because of all the build-up every year, because of it being the first major. Yeah, it my first championship being the West is just it is just super special. I suppose any championship as your first would be special, but because of my affiliation here, it does just go that mean that little bit more to me.
Has life settled down again now for you after the drama of the Easter weekend? Have you moved on to your next golfing project?
Yeah, I moved on straight away, I suppose, like I as much as I could. But what I didn't realize after it is just how much these things actually mean to people. And I suppose at the time I was so focused on what I was doing that I was very internal with everything, and I was satisfied once I won and once I got the trophy. But then it was only the few days or the week after where receiving text messages and meeting people and the amount of congratulations that I got, that's how much it made me realize that these things actually mean a lot to people in Irish golf, not just amateur golf, but golf all around Ireland. People are very, very aware of these championships, especially the West. So I was over it within a few days in terms of like I wanted to get on and practice and play, but just in terms of like coming to the realization that I just won, that took a while because of the amount of congratulations and the amount of people contacting me about winning. That's what was really, really cool and kind of made me realize just how big a deal it is.
And all things being equal, finally, will we see you back in 2025 to defend your West of Ireland title?
Oh, 100%. I'll be coming here as long as I can. Because I know next year there will probably be the changes to the course by next year. So I'm interested, and I've been the last few times, especially this year, how good the course was in terms of condition, which was so impressive. And because of like how well I've been treated in the whole process of winning, and then just getting to come back here and celebrate with other past champions. Yeah, this is so special. So I'll come back here for as long as I can.